listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Level5Radio.com. I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
Welcome back, everyone.
It's good to be back.
Nah, I changed my mind. Let's podcast over. Let's start.
Right. Yeah, have a good weekend, everyone.
How's it going?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going well for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's got to go well for at least one of us.
Yeah, this is true. That's how it works.
Game-wise,
we can't ever play together, even though we get together to do this podcast, but never to play the game.
We see each other twice a week, but never for this.
Right.
Never for Pokemon Go.
Never for actually playing the game.
Unless
it's a EX raid or a good raid at the Flatiron building.
I mean, we'll see each other twice on Friday this week. Wow.
Is the EX raid coming up already?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fast. I haven't been paying attention. That's on my to-do list, to put that on my calendar.
Don't be a KC. Don't be like, well, I was going to do the raid, but I'm a sleepy boy.
So, in-game, let's just jump right into it.
Yeah.
I haven't done any Lugia raids yet.
It's only been 3 days.
Yeah, no. It's not bad. What I did do actually just today or earlier, I went out into the bitter cold and I caught enough corefish to evolve it up.
Where did you go for these corefish?
The nest we spoke about last time.
Oh, you went all the way down there?
Seaward Park, I think it's called.
Oh, okay. Oh, you went to that one. I was thinking of the golf place again.
No, that's over.
Okay.
It's off the East Broadway stop on the F train.
Okay, that's actually not bad.
And there's usually about 2 to 3 to 4 corefish there. It's a very small park.
Yeah.
So, really, you're not going to get more than a couple on average at the same time. So, the problem is, though, I was trying to hang around there, and it was just so cold. So, at some point, I was just like, I'm going to have to come back. I can't take this cold anymore. And I had, like, maybe 2 or 3 more to catch before I'd had enough to evolve.
Pineapped, right?
So... Of course.
That's it.
Okay. I have like 160 pineapps I'm sitting on at this point.
That's a lot of pineapp, actually.
And I like been trying to use them for just about everything that's worth getting candy for, like Pidgeys and Whismur, things like that.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I ended up going down into the subway station on my way home, and the train took forever to come. And of course I looked at the map as I was, you know, after maybe like 10 minutes of sitting there, and there was two or three more that spawned while I was in the subway. So I was like, all right, at least I warmed up.
Yeah, I mean,
and so I
convenient
went and got them and then went back on the subway. And then of course my Metro card was just used. So I had to wait another 5 minutes.
That's the one thing I like about the Lower East Side exits. They're not too far underground. So you're not flying all over New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas like when I get off Atlantic Barclays, it's just, I go to Prospect Park and then I don't know where it goes. It's like 8 different locations because the GPS signal cannot be found.
I don't know. I never really play the game in the underground subways. I do turn on the map, though.
Yeah. I just try to get my spin on.
I mean, my main train is elevated, though, so I get to play on the train. It's like the Safari Zone for me. Pokemon Snap for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If only you could actually take AR photos well.
Yeah. I actually did that once. I tried to take an AR photo on a moving train.
How'd that go?
It was absolutely hilarious.
Dude, tell, please.
So, okay. So I don't remember which Pokemon it was. Maybe like a Minun or a Plusle or something like that, right? And my friend was with me. It was difficult, but I was able to move the phone around. This is AR Plus, by the way, on my iPhone. I was able to move the phone around enough to get the little grass icons to show up, and then I tap it, and then it's, you know, it's in the middle of the subway car.
Okay.
But then the subway car starts moving, and the Pokemon moves with it. So it just goes whoop straight off the screen.
See, that's what I figured would happen. So you're just like, oh no.
It was awesome. I don't know why it tracked the background more so than the actual ground, but yep, that happened.
That's pretty good. I'll never know that joy.
Yeah. the joys of AR Plus.
Crashing
your phone
every
4 seconds.
Look, man, I want to get through that one day.
And so other than that, I finished up some of my egg hatching for this windy egg event.
Nice. Yeah, I've blown through all mine too. I got at least 20 Swablus easy.
Oh yeah, I got a bunch too. I didn't hatch as many eggs as you did, but
a decent amount.
I bought like a few handful of incubators.
Okay.
So yeah, I hatched one more baggin.
Oh.
So that was good. Some candies there.
Nice baby.
Still not above 80%. Still don't have an above 80% baggin.
One day, my friend.
Oh jeez. Anyways, my big one of the week was probably Chimecho.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
I hatched one of those, so congrats. I'm really, really happy I hatched one of those before the event ended. Otherwise, it's about as rare, like possibly even more rare than unknown in New York, it seems like, right?
I've only seen them in eggs. I've never actually seen really? One spawn.
I've seen them on the map here and there, but it's very rare.
What's interesting to note is in Gen 4, it has a Prevo. Chingling.
Oh, really? Huh. Wow.
So there's going to be a baby version, and then I guess they'll move totally it out of the eggs. That.
Maybe.
I would think.
Yeah, they'll definitely move Chimecho out of the eggs at that point.
So now we have an evolution. That's such a weird way to handle that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, it's there's precedent there, though. That's happened before.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Yeah, with Gen 2 and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm assuming Meryl was hatching from eggs initially, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah.
Electabuzz, maybe, too?
All those were. And then they introduced, all the babies, and they're like, nope, get out.
Yeah, so it's happened before. It'll happen again.
No Mime Juniors over here, though.
So, yeah, I do have just enough candy, 50 exactly, to hatch, to evolve my Corphish.
Oh, I just realized that. Gen 4 brings Mime Jr.
Yep.
Is this going to be a regional exclusive egg?
That's a good question. I hope not. I mean, I certainly hope not. That would be bad. Know. See, that would be a nice way to make it not at region exclusive. Like, you can't catch Mime, Mr. Mime, but you can hatch them.
But a low chance to catch it from, like, a 10 or something stupid.
A low chance to hatch it, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, hatch.
You said catch, yeah.
No, okay. I said hatch.
It sounded like catch.
You're hearing things.
Yeah.
Clear your Brooklyn accents.
Well, maybe I'll take my headphones off.
Cage. There you go.
Yeah, beyond that, not a whole lot of exciting stuff. I've been trying to pump some rare candies into my perfect Rayquaza.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
I'm still a little jealous you got a perfect one so early on, too. So it's like, all these raids are just candies and experience. Who cares?
Yeah. Literally my first catch. It was my second raid, but the first one ran. Mm-hmm. The second one was perfect. I had no idea at the time, too. And like, I was like, I looked at the stats. I was like looking around for somebody to show my excitement. But
hey, man, what is this about?
It was just probably me and like 10 spoofers in the gym.
Hell yeah, dude.
So, I don't know if we mentioned this last week. We got our third EX raid passes.
Yes.
That's exciting. I'm
very excited. Finally. Hopefully, again, it's windy weather.
All in the same gym we've been doing.
Same gym, all at the same time.
Yep.
And we haven't been raiding there as often.
Right. I mean, we've done like one or two maybe since the last EX raid we did.
Because what was it? I caught that Rayquaza raid. I wasn't with you guys, but I caught it.
Right.
And then I'm trying to think what before
that. A day or two
that.
Later, that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I must be registering some EX raids. Raids from before the last EX raid.
I'm like, okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too, of course.
I like doing just Mewtwo's all the time. This is fun. Like every other week.
Yeah, I don't mind. I could use the candy. I could actually use one that's above 90% if that's...
See, Casey got lucky. He got like that 93%, I think, something like that.
I don't remember. Yeah.
So he's like, I don't really need another one. It's like,
right.
Meanwhile, we're struggling to get above 80, 86. I think my last one was 84.
Okay.
Really unimpressive, even in the windy weather.
Yeah, at least mine was above 80 this time. I don't know. I think it was 89, maybe.
Yeah, yours was 89. It
wasn't terrible.
And my first one was like 73. Yeah,
but ideally, I want something above 90% before I start trying to pump rare candies into it.
Like, that's all I'm at. I just want something that's above 90. We're good to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect because... You can't really hate trying to get perfect raids.
Yeah, it must be. I don't know what the odds are exactly, but it's
pretty low. I've not gotten one, so keep that in mind.
Well, you have gotten some other things.
I've gotten a lot of other things. So this is Adele's weekly 100 report.
Yeah.
So on today's list, we now have Trapinch, 7 Bulbasaurs.
Oh, jeez. All from yesterday?
All from yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Breloom, Bagon. A perfect Bagon, mind you. Another Abra, a perfect Ditto.
Oh, wow.
I ran across a perfect Ditto. I'm like,
that's a fun one.
What do I do now?
Did you see it on the map, or did you just happen to run across
it? Because it shows it on the map now.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, yeah, I was looking at the Discord, I was like, a ditto, and it's in Lower East Side.
Okay.
Why not? Bayleaf, another Magikarp, another Abra, and a Leap.
Oh, cool.
And that's my 100s for the week. And my new shiny is Lugia.
Shiny Lugia.
So
yeah.
I went out yesterday without anyone really.
Yeah, I was talking about this earlier. He's like, oh, why don't you ever come out with me to play the game? I'm like, because you never invite me.
I honest to God,
I'm not a mind reader.
I ran out the door at about 1, and I spent 5 hours, 32 raids.
New York City's very own Brandon Tan over here.
God. Only because
the Lexus is coming next week.
Oh my God, yes, finally. I can scoot around at 3 miles an hour. Honestly, the only reason I was going for it so hard yesterday is because I got that error on the shop. Where it was like, oh, we didn't process your order.
Oh,
whoops,
right.
All that money went through.
Right.
Which Niantic refunded me. I got to keep the coin, which was nice.
That's nice.
So I was like,
that happened to me once. I need to reach out to them because I'm pretty sure I did, and I never got a response, actually, now that I think about it.
Just disc. They got better.
Basically, the idea was, I think I found like some like iTunes gift cards or something. I forget how I got them, but I think it was like for $50. So it was like, all right, there's the tier that you get like 20 something, about $20. And then there's like a $50 option. So I decided to purchase one of the 20 option basically with what I had. And there was this race condition where if you have to verify your credit card, information mm-hmm. with the app store and you go to purchase one of these and you go back to the game, it doesn't register the purchase afterwards immediately.
Okay.
So basically I went and purchased another $20 worth because it didn't look like it went through.
Right.
So I had 40, but at that point it's worth it to just get
the
$49, whatever it is. Right. So yeah, I would have probably just purchased that.
Right.
If I intended to even spend that much in the first place, which I didn't.
That's the other reason I'm a little iffy about bringing people out. It's like, are you willing to throw down like at least $30 to come raiding?
Yeah.
Just for because there's no boxes, there's nothing. You have to buy each individual one, and it's kind of a ripoff.
Yeah, right.
But I'm just that foolhardy. But yeah, 32 raids. I've got at least 2 decent ones out of all those. And 1 shiny, which is at 69%.
69, ooh.
Yeah, I know, right?
What's the lowest percentage? What is it, 000 on the IVs, I guess?
Something like that, probably.
No, sorry. The IVs can't be below 10, 10, 10, right?
I don't know.
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's
obvious for raids. I'm not bothering going through this garbage again.
Yeah, because raids are the same IV levels as eggs, and I'm pretty sure eggs
don't go below
10 out of 15 for each stat.
Right. So
like, it must be close to 10, 10, 10.
I guess you could get like a 50% or that'd be awful.
You didn't do the Poke Genie for that?
Oh, I did.
I'm curious. Let's see.
What are
the stats?
Of what, this?
The shiny, yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Let's do it.
Make him 11, 10, 10. It ain't good. Like, there you go. I almost got the...
You got one stat above the lowest one. Does that mean you have to go back out and try to get a better shiny?
Hell no. I honestly, God, don't. I like, here's my pride and joy. The 14, 13, 14.
91%.
That's perfectly fine for me.
Okay.
Shinies are just a nice cosmetic. If they're good, oh boy, that's great. But I don't care about using them competitively. It's just a gloating thing.
But you could gloat even more if you show them in a raid battle.
Show them in a raid battle. When you have 20 people, what does it matter what you use, really?
I guess so.
Like,
but still, it's. I know you, and I know you're going to be bothered that it's not really good.
I'll use it. 69%. What's the problem?
69%. Tisk, tisk.
Look, at least I got one. And
I don't know. I think you need to do about 100 more raids.
I'll use my dailies, thank you.
See, I'm just going to make you upset about it until you spend like $800 more in this game.
God, shut up. I will confirm this, though, that it is a 100% catch rate on it. I pineapped it. I didn't even get within the circle. I just threw it.
Right. So that's awesome. So anyways, yes, the details. Lugia is back in raid battles until April 2nd. And as we had mentioned, the shiny version is now available this round.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other things going on too. Sky Attack, one of its signature, what is that, a charge move, right? Has been buffed from 70 battle power to 80.
That's decent.
I mean, it makes it less useless.
But
that's cool.
Flying isn't really good in raids or gyms, really.
Yeah.
It's resisted by so much, and it's not really. It's effective against two things. Flying and bug.
Flying is effective against flying? Okay.
Fighting, yeah.
Oh, fighting. I think you said flying. No, okay.
Fighting and bug.
So surprised there for a second. Yeah, that makes sense.
Flying against flying. No.
Yeah, and you know, fighting is not a super common type for inside gyms, you know?
I mean, you have sometimes a Machamp.
Sometimes a Hariyama, sometimes a Machamp, but that's about it.
You mostly
everything else is very uncommon.
Normals, dragons, and steel.
Exactly.
Honestly.
So you're going to want a fighting type, in other words.
Yeah. So it is nice that he's back. They're not super rare like common, like rare Chinese.
Yeah,
in
the
wild.
Must be something along the lines of one in every 25 to 30 or something like that.
Something like that. But hopefully you do get lucky. And if you do get lucky, it's a guaranteed catch.
Right. So that's super cool. If you get the shiny, use your pineapple berry.
Use it away, please. Get those
that candy.
Six.
Get that six candy.
God. I'm not even going to power it up. I'm just going to throw it into raids. Someone did that to me yesterday, too, at a Lugia raid. They had their shiny. I'm like...
Inside the Lugia raid.
I'm like, what are you... You're holding his back. And someone did the Blissey thing, too. I was very upset.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's their fault, too. It's not the game suggesting Blissey anymore.
No, I need my Blit. And it was early, too. So I'm just like, You're not even saying Blissey to Liam. Why aren't you using like a Rayquaza or anything else? Please.
I'm not too happy that they're doing this sort of thing.
With
releasing the shinies after the fact to make stale content look like new.
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. I'm going to make my prediction of the week. My tinfoil theory of the week.
Oh boy. I like this.
Generation 8 is going to be released in Pokemon Go. One Pokemon at a time at community days for once a month.
Oh no.
That's the end game. So we're going to have to wait. Ooh. We're going to have to wait 1 month in between each new Pokemon.
No way hatches.
They're all going to be shinies too.
Not even guaranteed shinies. Oh Lord, that's miserable.
Okay, this is one of my more out there theories, but still, that's my prediction for them extending the game.
I don't like that
forever.
I mean, just don't release Gen 4 this year. There you go. Just wait till next year.
No, don't wait. Do it
in the summer.
What are they going to do? They can't just wait till next year to release the next gen.
They can wait as long. Here's the thing. If they're going to keep up with doing shinies through raids, we have a ton of shinies to go through now.
Yeah.
And we still don't have all the Pokemon in the game. Remember that? I have the Pokedex filled out.
I know that. Yeah.
It's like we still don't have most of the legendaries from Gen 3. We don't have Clamperl for some reason still.
Yeah.
No Smeargle. No, we're missing so much.
That would be a really good segue to our next topic, but we haven't finished this one yet.
Yeah, I'm just pissed.
All right, one last point about the Lugia raids. The other raid bosses have been shaken up at the end of this windy event.
Yeah, so yesterday I caught a Manectric in a gem, and I was very confused.
Interesting. So it looks like the new ones are, obviously Lugia at Tier 5. Mm-hmm. The Tier 4 Golem is back. And so this actually kind of disproves one of my previous theories that
with
the raid bosses are focused around I thought at the time Dragonite, but no, they're actually focused around Rayquaza because it seems like these are counters. All these Pokemon have super effective moves against Lugia.
Yes.
So Gengar, Jolteon, Jinx, and Piloswine are all in Tier 3 raids. Tier 2, Electabuzz and Manectric, and no new Tier 1 raids.
Good.
It's all Snorunt, Magikarp, Whalmer, and Swablu still.
And Garbage.
And Garbagemon. Oh, wait, what is that one called again? Garbodor or something?
Garbodor.
No. Garbodor, yeah.
Garbodor.
Yes.
And Trubbish.
What gen are they in?
Five.
Five, okay.
Two more years.
Two more years. till we literally get the garbage Pokemon.
Hell yeah, man. Watch him be amazing.
That would be irony.
Oh my god.
That would be irony right there.
Finally, a good
Pokemon. Finally, a good poison type Pokemon, no less.
Oh, can't have that.
That's an oxymoron. Yeah. That'll never happen.
Gengar's part poison, you know. I mean, and so is Nidoking. Come on, man.
Gengar's a glass cannon.
Damn, man. Yeah, that's true.
Anyways. So that's pretty much it for these Lugia raids.
So I went through all that trouble of getting a Manectric, and I could just caught one this week.
Yep.
A raid.
Yep.
Watch me better than the one I have to.
Yeah, so it's a little weird that they're going back and now releasing pretty much everything as raid bosses. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand,
I could see that.
I mean, it made things like getting a Lapras way more accessible for me because I never ran into a wild one.
I'm trying to think if I ever have. I don't think so, actually.
Yeah.
Even after moving here, I don't remember ever seeing Lapras, but the raids were nice.
Yeah.
I'm sick of seeing, here's the thing. When are they going to get rid of Mawile and Absol, and then what happens after that? Because they're not in the wild.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe they'll just remain raid bosses forever.
And then T-Tar's been there forever, Machamp's been there forever. Executor is hanging around for a little longer than I'd like.
Right.
Get rid of these. You have so many Pokemon to choose from. Put some more starters in there. Charizard was nice to see back.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Where's Blaziken? Where's Sceptile? Where's Swampert? Well, who cares about Gen 3 starters, though?
No one.
Damn, man.
All right. Alrighty. So, yeah, the segue that I would have said earlier is that Spinda, it looks like, is going to be released imminently.
Yes, I forgot about Spinda.
Right. So the app is in the process of being updated to 0.95.3 on Android and 1.65.3 on iOS.
Mm-hmm.
And so the release notes really only say Facebook account linking and bug fixes, but there's quite a lot more that it was found when the data was mined. So Facebook account linking, let's go over that first. That's interesting.
What's the point? The point is, I guess, it's if you lose your email.
For some redundancy, I guess, yeah. It's like, I guess if you lose your email, you still have access to that account potentially.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they specifically named the case where people are using their university email addresses. Why anyone would sign up for an account on their university email address is beyond me. But yeah. the thing I like about it is, you know, you had the two options before, but you couldn't use both at the same time. No. You couldn't have a Gmail account and a trainer club account. Yeah. But now it looks like you could do Facebook and the other thing. So so you could do either or, which is actually really nice. What if, you know,
so the other thing I
what
see
if you
is,
get banned from Facebook or your Gmail account gets hacked or something like that, you have the other to fall back on, right. Which is nice because, you know, people invest a lot of money into this game, as you found out this weekend.
Hell yeah, dude. The other thing I see happening with this is integration. Like, you'll be able to, you took an error photo. Would you like to share? That's going to come up a lot, probably. Stuff like that.
I don't know if this has to do with that necessarily, because you have share sheets in iOS, which the app itself doesn't need to be directly integrated to share to Facebook. So
Android doesn't.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's the thing that pops into my head, because it's like a lot of games that have Facebook linking usually have the "Do you want to share this" option. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I haven't really tried it out myself yet, but that's new as of this update. Actually, I can't try it yet because it's not actually in the iOS App Store
yet, man.
Anyway,
yes, and now something I've been stocking up for.
Right. So it's been announced that Frenzy Plant will be the move, the special move for Community Day number 3, Bulbasaur. That move appeared in the game. And as well as Weather Ball, Cast Form's
signature
move.
Wow.
Which is kind of too little too late.
Yeah.
I love how Pokemon Go tweeted the other day, Niantic tweeted that...
What'd they say?
Like, have you caught all the Cast Form forms yet?
Easily.
How many have you caught? I was like, yeah, all of them.
How many
moving
have I
along.
Caught? How many have I caught? I don't know. How many have I thrown away?
Yeah, exactly.
All of them? Okay.
The better question is, how many have you thrown away? Basically all of them.
Just look at my Pokedex, I'll tell you. So I am happy, though, that I was right about that.
Yes, that's... And I also started to warm up to that idea, because, like... Yeah, Niantic has kind of thrown something new at us each community day. That was something that was unexpected. So now I'm starting to expect the unexpected.
I'm telling you, it's that toy tie-in. So if they do the two other starters coming up, it's going to be Hydrocan and Blastburn.
Yeah, I mean, that gives them three very obvious choices for the next community days. So
I won't mind a shiny Charizard. That's cool.
No, not at all. That would be my signature
shiny
Poke.
Blastoise is kind of gross and purple, though.
Did I ever tell you what my favorite Pokemon was?
Is it Charmeleon?
It is.
Ah, so, I remember. What color is shiny Charmeleon?
Not nearly as interesting as shiny Charizard, if I remember correctly.
Isn't it? What color is it? It's like yellow, isn't it?
Probably.
I think
like
it
that is.
Like,
another yellow shiny.
God, neon shinies are the worst.
Neon shinies?
Yeah, like Scizor. The stuff that's like lime green or highlighter. There we go. Let's see. Shiny Charmeleon.
Yeah, it's totally yellow.
That's gross. It's like pee-pee.
Moving along. So Weather Ball changes with the weather, the type or something? Is that?
Yeah, that's it. Based on the weather.
Why would they do this now? Why?
So if it's sunny, it's fire. If it's snowing, it's ice.
I understand that it requires extra programming, but it cheapens the fact that we've all caught tons of cast form already.
And like, cast form sucks.
And cast form also doesn't change its form during the weather, which it's supposed to, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't get it. Why even bother at this point? Put the resources into Clamperl, because apparently that's going to require so much extra programming to get released.
Let me tell you about, because they're going to do the items. You know they're going to do it by items, because that's how it evolves.
Yeah. So how hard is it to add one more item to the game?
Two.
Two more items to the game.
Apparently extremely hard.
Yeah, yeah. So hard that you have to leave it out.
I can't wait to... That's going to be the annoying part. It's like maybe you'll get a Clamperl, and you're just going to spin. You're never...
Will Smeargle ever come out?
I don't know why it isn't out. It's like, oh, no, it can sketch a move. Okay, who cares? It's weak. Oh, no, it knows, like, Draco Meteor. Who cares? It's weak. It doesn't get stab. It doesn't get bonuses. It's garbage.
Will Mew ever come out? Will Celebi ever come out?
Will any of the mythicals come out?
Right.
That's the real
thing. So there's one thing in this update that potentially can might implicate that.
Is it the quest system?
Yeah, the quest system. So there's hints of the quest system that started appearing again. So
okay.
I don't know. That could be used for those mythical Pokemon, potentially.
You know, I was thinking about this a little while ago. It would be nice, and it's something really stupid, as always with me. They put out the updates,
I'll
like,
say.
Yeah, right? Like, Rayquaza has gone back to the Ozone, and now Lugia has taken its place. Like,
yeah.
What if Pokemon Go had its own crappy little storyline going on? Of why certain things are coming in, or why they're showing up. You know, stuff like that. To keep you sort of engaged, in a way? I don't know. Just anything.
I agree. I feel like there should be more story elements. Because, I mean...
The leaders don't do anything.
I get it. The focus is on the community in a lot of ways.
But
the community is kind of boring in some aspects. I gotta say. No,
we love everyone out there, but...
I mean, yeah. No, I mean, the community is great. But, like, on a day-to-day basis, I'm not, like, interacting with people at raids. No. And nor are they. Like, people have their heads down into their phones. We're not talking. So maybe if it were something storyline related that actually encouraged us to have to talk to each other.
Maybe. Something.
That would be cool.
Well, like, they introduce characters in the games. And you're like, okay, Professor Willow, the leaders, okay, all this stuff. Doesn't do anything. It's just like, oh, she shows up on your screen or he shows. And there's nothing. I feel kind of like, I don't know, it's nice to go out hunting for certain things. But I want something more out of this.
Right. So I think something even like as little as what we were talking about for Deoxys would be cool.
Yeah.
You know, something that is...
Interactive.
Something besides like 100% Pokemon or a raid battle that makes you go to a specific place.
Yes.
To do something. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, like certain parks have the stone in them only in game. It's like, oh, I must go there, catch your Deoxys or tap the stone and now Deoxys. I don't... You're right, though. It would be nice. But you know, we know now they're going to be different forms. That's the worst part. And hopefully they're not EX raids. That would be absolute cancer. I'm just right up with that.
I don't know. I mean,
Deoxys as a raid boss and you have only a
Mewtwo
small chance.
Mewtwo is pretty common now.
But then, again, it has...
You have a 1 in 4 chance of getting
forms.
The one you need, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. three forms three until forms. Gen 4, where Speed comes out.
Oh, Speed part of Gen 4?
That's when it got the Speed form.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that. But, I mean, who knows if they'll actually wait on that. We'll see about that.
I hope not. God.
I mean, it's close enough to Gen 4 at this point, right? It's like literally the last Gen 3 Pokemon.
I'm trying to give Joey the most really look I can right now. Like, you know, we're still missing so many Pokemon. They're going to drag this out.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyways, we'll see. But yeah, no, I agree with you there. It'd like, be nice if there's some any kind of story aspect to it. A little bit more.
Easily write this like Rayquaza has been repelled by the trainers and now Lugia sends to heal or, you know, some crap.
Yeah.
Just something, man.
Like a little cutscene or something.
Not even a cutscene. Just like write it on your stupid webpage. Something more interesting than Rayquaza left. Lugia is here to April 2nd. Good luck, everyone.
You know, it's funny because when this game first came out, they put a lot of effort into making it like wording the announcements in a way that made it sound like Pokemon were actually in the real world. Like,
yeah.
They kind of really avoided saying certain things. But they've kind of eased up on the language, I think. And now it seems a little bit like, yes, basically this is a cash grab. We're releasing Chinese now. Have fun with that, guys.
Yeah, and it's just, I agree. It's like, this has appeared in the real world.
You know,
like,
so that was a good step, but I actually would have preferred it to be to take that even further. Because it really, the game doesn't feel like a fantasy in any way. It feels like...
Feels like I'm looking at my phone.
It feels like just something exploiting my OCD or something.
There's no immersion. That's wrong. You don't feel like you're staring down. Okay, so I'll say this.
And the irony of this being like the number one AR game is that no one uses the AR.
At all. Well, there's no AR to really use. You can't really walk around in AR. There's no good overlay. But like I try to use my imagination. Like when I'm walking to the Flatiron for a raid, it's like I'll look like there's a raid there. And I'm like, this is really hard to imagine, actually.
I mean, I get it. It's on one hand, it's the technology that's mostly the limiting factor here, because the current iteration of AR, it doesn't really lend itself to this use case.
No, not at all.
You know, only on the level of a gimmick, you know?
Yeah. Only on the level of your GPS is tracking you on a phone.
Yeah.
And, oh, you happen to be in the same spot as a Pokemon. Congrats. I guess the biggest step would be, like, if we didn't have to look at the phone. Or there was a different way to interact, but we haven't reached that plateau yet.
There was a rumor, like, probably about a year ago now.
Oh, with the Pokemon Company?
I don't know about that, but that Niantic was developing essentially a piece of hardware.
Yeah, that was the Pokemon Company. They wanted to develop a different way to play Pokemon Go in tandem with Niantic.
Right.
So, I remember that. I was like, oh, a safer, better way. And I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah, so basically like a Go +++.
It confused me. I was just like, what do they mean?
I heard rumors it was like a bracelet of some sort, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I hope they continue.
Is it just AR Plus?
I hope they continue thinking about that. Hopefully the company that they acquired helps them make more. So another thing that I found out about this company is that they actually focus on experiences that involve more than one player. So it's like you basically see the same thing in the game, which is that's really interesting.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
So that right there could be exactly what I'm talking about.
Hmm.
Some way to make it interesting for people to actually
interact.
Yeah.
Are you saying that like I don't have to be like, oh, hey, that defense attorney is playing Pokemon Go in court because I looked over his shoulder. I'd be like, hey, I see you in game, buddy.
Yeah. Right. So we'll see what that ends up translating to. I'm sure it'll
be nice.
Something that's not Hopefully. As interesting as it should be.
No, probably not. At this point, it is literally just let us capture everything, and there's no end goal until all the gens are released.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. So next feature that was discovered in this update, this is kind of a cool one, but it's not completed yet, it seems like. A new point of interest submission system has appeared in the code.
Okay.
So basically, this means in the future, we may be able to submit or apply for a new Pokestops.
Without having to play Ingress?
Without having to play Ingress.
Wow.
Yeah. Go figure. Go tap into the larger audience to get new Pokestops.
I suppose the biggest thing is like Ingress is more, I guess they're more familiar with it. kind of thing. I don't know.
Familiar with what?
I don't know. That's the problem. Like, they keep tapping Ingress for no reason.
Well, they keep tapping Ingress because they have no other source for the stuff. Like,
they've had
the Ingress players almost completely made the game.
That is true.
In a way.
That is very true. It's all based on their portals and crap.
It's crowdsourcing, right? And right. Crowdsourcing works even better, go figure, when you have a larger crowd.
That's what I'm saying.
To some extent.
That Pokemon Go has had a larger crowd since day one.
Right. So it's surprising that this hasn't come sooner, but it's good that it is coming.
Because, like, I think. Back home, there's like. There's a ton of places I can think of that have been around and are going to stay around that could be points of interest.
Right. Like, hell, I would even be really happy to go and update some of the murals that change every 2 months that have been gone for years now inside of the game.
Yeah, like, I remember one was like Tetris cubes over in New Orleans, and I look and I'm like, there's nothing here.
Yeah, right. What? This was buffed 2 years ago.
Really, though?
Yeah, so even if it were just that, I'd be happy to do that on its own, not even just submitting new ones.
Was that more interactivity with the game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something Niantic has
it's not something I speak about on the show that often, but I have a very strong interest in graffiti and street art, so it'd be a fun thing for me. As made very obvious by all the artwork hanging on my walls.
Yeah, as soon as you walk in Joe's place, you are just greeted by art.
It's funny because if you walk in the one block radius from my apartment and then go to my apartment, you'll probably see a lot of the same graffiti artists on my wall.
Why don't you have the big Nicktoons graffiti on your wall somewhere?
I do have work by the guy who did that, actually.
How long has that been there now?
Only a couple months.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? It was fresh, like, when we started this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's relatively new. That wall changes quite a bit.
Okay. It's very gaudy.
Yes, it is.
Very. I'm not a fan of it.
Hopefully Downer doesn't listen to this podcast.
Sorry, Downer.
He's my neighbor.
Oh.
Ish. Anyways.
So, yeah. And then that final bit here, the mysterious escaped bonus.
Yeah, so this is interesting. So it's a variable called escaped bonus, which it sounds like it could have to do with basically giving you some sort of consolation prize for when the Pokemon escapes.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. There was variables that had names implying the excellent, great, nice throws in addition to this escaped bonus. So maybe if you throw a really good throw and it escapes, you get some consolation prize. That's my best.
I have no idea what to think of this.
My best theory on this.
That's. It's just such a weird bonus to come up. You're like,
a little weird.
Escape bonus.
And just a side note here, the game actually is now tracking our daily kilometers walked distance. But it's unclear how they're going to be using this data because it's really not referenced anywhere else yet.
You know what they should do with our daily kilometers walked?
Go on.
Give us one experience per kilometer walked.
That wouldn't be a bad thing.
Like, that's nothing, but it's something.
I mean, that would just be a slap in the face to me, I think. One experience.
What happens when you're that one experience away from 40? We're going to be like,
I'll go catch anything. Literally anything.
No cell service. I'm waiting for it. Like, oh, no. I'm in a dead zone. GPS signal.
I'll catch anything. Get it 50 times over. At least.
I was thinking about that. It's like, it would be nice if I was walking.
My guess is it probably be related to the quests.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Daily kilometers walked. Gotta make the whatever.
All right. We'll
tell.
All right, moving right along. So we spoke briefly about Community Day, but just a quick reminder, the next Community Day is March 25th, and that is a Sunday One week from today, even though you're probably not listening to this
as of recording.
On Sunday. It's like, Kate is literally the only person that this applies to who's in the other room.
Kate, it's next week.
Community Day is next week. Okay, cool. anyways, that starts at 2 p.m. usual time. And again, I think it's three times catch XP. So
yes.
That's interesting. That's really cool. It's not double XP. It's triple XP, but it's only for catches. So you pop your lucky egg, you catch as many Bulbasaur as possible. Honestly, I kind of feel like I'm going to skip Bulbasaur.
Wow, really?
because they're really difficult to catch. I'm going to be just sitting there like struggling and cursing at the game when I could just be getting tons of experience from everything else.
Is it just, so it's anything you catch is three times experience?
Yeah, yeah, it's not just Bulbasaurs.
So the only thing I think I might follow in your footsteps is just shiny check everything.
That's, yeah, exactly. Because I have the candy.
Yes.
You have the perfects. I don't have the perfects, but I have close enough. I'm
trying to find yourself.
You have the perfects. I don't care about the perfects.
Okay,
that's fair. There you go. So, yeah, you go around, you shiny check stuff, but then you catch everything else. Go plus it. Who cares? I have enough candy.
Just find the Rattatas. Here we go, boys.
I have, like, at least 325 Bulbasaur candy right now. Enough to evolve a couple Venusaurs from scratch.
That sounds all right, because Bulbasaurs are like, you catch them, dime a dozen, you don't do anything
right,
with them.
Right, so, I don't know. I honestly might do that, because
okay,
these starters have such awful catch rates. It's just really not fun.
3%, man.
It's awful.
Isn't that great? No, that's great.
It's awful. Man, don't you? I mean, I've been stocking up on raspberries. I've been stocking up on Great Balls, but a lot of the time, even both of those is not enough. Not happy about that,
man. I'm at 276 Bulbasaur candy. Okay, so that's like, that's like two evolutions, and then I'm done.
Yep. I could maybe squeeze in a third if I'm lucky, but I actually do have a few Ivysaurs that are ready to evolve as well, okay, that are above 80%.
I made an error on Friday when I was evolving myself. I went straight to Venusaur on one of my perfects.
Oh,
so I'm like, what a waste of candy.
Herpetiderpetir.
Whoopsie. remember pop those lucky eggs.
So yes, remember to pop those lucky
six
eggs.
Times experience.
I probably won't do any maybe I will do, since I'll be playing for 3 hours anyway. I'll probably end up popping some star pieces as well.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? It's not, you're not gonna get the double multiplier, but God, whatever.
I feel like
I really just never use those anyway, so I feel like any opportunity to use them is a good opportunity.
I sell them a lot, too. It's a problem. One of the things I've just thought about is Niantic's kind of running out of things to, like, offer as incentive on community days. It's like, oh, here's triple experience, or here's Stardust. It's like,
oh, I'm sure they'll cycle through the same things for that.
They need to keep the numbers up, though. Like, no, like, Dratini Day kind of sucked. It's like, oh, double Stardust. Oh boy, can it be three times Stardust like the experience?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They're very cheap with Stardust for some reason.
I don't know why. Like, incentivize me to buy your crappy star pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
Make me want to go out, pop these, and they only last freaking 30 minutes. I remember, lures aren't lasting the whole
they
time.
They are, 3 hours.
Oh, well, they're 3 hours?
Yeah, that's consistent for all.
Okay, good. I was worried. I was like, ooh, geez.
Yeah, yeah. No, that would be pretty bad.
That would be extremely bad. Hey, Niantic, don't get any ideas, please.
Yeah. So, one last thing about the community day. A little bit more detail about the charge move, Frenzy Plant. It's looking like this is going to be a double charge bar.
Yes.
With 100 battle power, whatever they call it.
That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing there is that, you know, you're much more likely to get out more damage with a double charge bar move, because The single charge bar is going to be less efficient in most situations.
The thing is, Solar Beam is really bad. it's strong.
It's really strong. It's 180.
But the startup time and the cooldown are absurdly long. You're going to take at least 5 to 6 hits going in between that.
Right.
Whereas this, I think you only take 2 hits on either side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So less damage, better damage output because it's 200 combined, so...
So anyways, yeah, so that those double charge bars, I think this will actually be a meta-relevant
move.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's 100, not like 80 like Sky Attack.
Yeah.
but then that also brings up the point of, are double charge bars just going to push out single charge bars? Or are single charge bars better for like defending maybe?
I don't know if they're necessarily better for defending, but here's the weird thing is that they're... It just depends on the timing, really.
Okay.
The single charge bar is good if you happen to get like a second or a third one off before you faint.
Right.
But if you faint in the middle of the charge bar, the second one is going to, which is, you know, in most of the cases, you probably will, the double charge bar is going to be more
Like effective. That's why I've given up on like Thunderon, Jolteon, and Raikou. It's like they're bad.
Right. What's the other one? The double charge bar move that
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt. Yeah, I have that on
it's shorter,
my Raikou, I believe.
It's way better.
Yeah, it's so fast. Yeah. So fast. It's like a couple taps and it's already charged.
Exactly.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And then
it makes Raikou that much stronger, I feel like.
I know, it's so good. Are you ready for shiny Raikou?
I'm more excited about shiny Rayquaza, even though I now have a perfect non-shiny one.
Eh. He is cool looking, but
imagine you go with like an all black dragon team. That would be pretty cool.
I don't think there are any more black dragons.
Just Rayquaza and Charizard?
Just Rayquaza. Well, Charizard's not a dragon.
I mean, dragon looking. You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay, Lance. Let's cool it here, man. Oh, no. These are dragons, I swear. Look at my Gyarados and my Charizard. They're totally... Woo, Dragon Rage.
Exactly.
No.
They have dragon-type moves. Who cares?
They had Dragon Rage in Gen 1 and Rap.
Right.
And Rap was a normal move. Fucking rad. So yeah, I can see that though. I feel like a good in between would be, yeah, single bar charge moves are like super strong, but they're kind of slow. So what if you made them a little weaker, but a little faster, but still not like as fast as double charge?
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be nice to not take 6 to 8 hits as opposed to 4.
Honestly, none of this even matters until there's PvP anyway, so.
That's never.
Right.
Let's just call it.
Well, I will say, I don't know.
I've given up on it. Like, last month we were watching the release video for Pokemon Go, and they showed so much crap that got you kind of excited for it. And none of that has come to fruition. Like, maybe 3 things in that video came to fruition. The rest is just like, oh yeah, totally, it'll have trading and PvP, and you'll be able to, you know, communicate with other players and team battles and blah, blah. And you're just like, yeah, okay.
Right, right. Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you know, might happen. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Let's get into weather before I get angry.
All right, let's do it. Here's the weather forecast, folks. It's looking like we're going to have another so-so week. Mm-hmm. A couple of warm days here and there, but of course, Sunday is going to have rain and snow. Community day is looking rainy and snowy at this point.
With high winds, too. Ooh, yeah, baby.
With high winds and low temperatures. High of 40, low of 33.
So no weather-boosted Bulbasaur.
Right, probably. That's pretty likely at this point that it will not be weather boosted.
We haven't had a weather boosted community day yet.
We have not, but yeah, I mean,
yeah. Well,
the people that this podcast
is for.
Honestly, I hate the YouTubers that were in places that were windy for the Dratini's community day.
Yeah, I can.
That's just not fair.
Reverse all the time.
Yeah,
Dratini.
Like, oh my god, you guys, this is so cool.
And just he's live streaming, just the wind hitting his mic. You're like, oh, my ears, stop.
And I think Prodigy's Nation also had a windy community day.
Yeah, he did. Maybe if we get maybe if they hold off Charizard till summer, we might get lucky. But in the spring, unless there's a Squirtle one, watch Squirtle be a perfectly sunny day. Oh my god, that would make me extremely upset.
That'll be the first one that's like completely beautiful and shiny and bright.
But yeah,
perfect weather for the water type.
Unlike this week, it's gonna be warmish, like mid to upper 40s.
Yeah,
lows in the 30s, some rain here and there, snow showers on Wednesday.
Your best days for playing Go are probably going to be Thursday and Friday of this coming week. Because it looks like at least the temperature will be at least the high temperature will be a little bit warmer than it's been.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy days, though.
Could be. And look at those winds. I'm excited.
Yeah, we might have a few windy days, too.
Yeah.
The wind kicks up on this coming Wednesday, but we're also having snow showers. So who knows if the snow or the rain or the wind will actually take the priority there.
Yeah, they're worried about another nor'easter coming in.
Oh, lovely. Just what we wanted.
A fourth one.
Can't wait. Hell yeah. Can't wait. So great playing this game in this weather. So cool.
Maybe we should just move somewhere warmer.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Like, my mom called me. She's like, oh, it's like 86 here.
I was like, oh God, I hate your mom.
What the hell? Don't tell me that. It's cold. I wear pants all the time and jackets. And
yeah. Well, at least I'm getting out of the weather for like a long weekend soon-ish. Sure,
yeah.
Yeah. Back to Florida for a few days.
Go find your Corsola.
Yeah, now that I know that there's actually a map there ahead of time, hopefully it'll be a lot easier.
I'm a little jealous that Casey's getting out of this weather too next weekend.
Yeah.
It's going too
good. So where should we move?
Granada.
Where should we move?
Portland.
Portland? It's not that much warmer though. It's like
it's dirtier, more expensive, and the air quality is worse, but it has an art scene like nobody's business for you, Joe.
Oh, yeah, I can't
wait. There you go. Or sounds Toronto.
Great. Sounds great for playing Pokemon Go. All those murals.
All those murals. Think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like, I don't think there's any place outside of maybe in Cali.
Maybe we should just get a summer home.
Oh, is that, you mean a winter home?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Because it's already nice here in the summer.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what? Where would you go in the winter? Like,
I don't know. Brazil? Australia? A tropical island?
Sicily.
Yeah,
man.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to go play poker. So think about it. Anyway, you'd be in the perfect zone for Corsolas, Mr. Mimes, and if you took a boat over to Crete, you can get all of your Tropius.
Yeah, true. Hmm. Yes, yeah, you're thinking fourth dimensionally. I mean,
expanded brain, man. You got to just think outside the box.
Yeah, you're thinking about region exclusives. I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just thinking about being able to play the game and not being miserable.
Never happen. Oh, before we wrap up, yeah. There was one news story I read this morning about Pokemon Go.
Is it a fake one like last time you read?
No, it is a very real one.
Okay, go on.
Some jerk off assaulted two players with a tire iron because they were taking his gym.
That's why I always look over my shoulder when I take over a gym.
Like,
and so also why I give people dirty looks when they take over my gym.
Oh, you like it when I kick you out of the gym after a few days.
I don't talk to you for like 3 days after you.
You should tell me. I'm only 30 minutes away. I'll come hike over and kick your ass out for a day.
Oh, you mean when I need to be kicked out?
Yeah.
No, I don't mind that. I'm talking about when somebody kicks me out before 8 hours is over.
Like a cheaper Brandon Tan. My services are, I will kick you out of any gym you want in the city.
Hey, Adele. Adele, yeah. I need you to come kick me out. Oh, actually, yeah. I have this gym going, the one closest to my apartment. And this morning I took it over. But then I was in there for a good amount of time. But then I got kicked out, later in the afternoon. But I realized, though, I guess I collected already today. So I didn't get anything for it.
Oh, that sucks.
The one person on Team Valor that was in there when I came back, I just kicked them out again.
As you should. Now, KC employs me for that. He's like, I need you to kick me out of the gym at the park. I've been there for like 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Cool. All
but right. Yeah, no, I put my, back to the story, I put my back against the wall usually when I take over gyms or just kind of keep an eye around.
That's and crazy. That's
so this dude, like, he came up to me. He's like banging on this thing with
the tire.
Do you
know where this was?
Not New York.
Okay.
I'll tell you that. It was,
that's good. We're classier than that here, folks.
Yeah, we'd probably stab each other. but they got his. The guys held him down. They got the tyrant away. They called the cops. He's being charged for assault and criminal mischief.
Yikes.
So apparently he's been doing this a lot.
Oh, wow.
So good for him.
Yeah, wow.
I'm pretty sure this is like in Washington or something, too.
Okay.
Somewhere backwoodsy.
Yeah, I did hear about this myself. I mean, come on.
I mean, no, this game's serious.
At the end of the day, this game is so stupid. Come on.
Serious shit, man. I need those coins.
It's not that serious.
Coins!
It's like, why get so mad when you could just go up and take it right back over?
Really? Like, just wait for him to leave. Boop, 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 boop. All right, I'm back in. Who cares?
Yeah. Although I did get pretty upset at Rival Rosa, my official rival in Pokemon Go. It's like this neighborhood person who just constantly kicks me out of this one gym over here.
She's not in the gym today, though.
No. It's good. I'm happy about that. She must be on vacation or something.
Oh, of course.
What I'll do is I'll take over a gym and then just like keep it open.
Mm.
Keep the app open and just like camp out and just wait to use Golden Raspberries just to screw with her, just to play a game of patience.
Rival Rose, if you're out there, we want you on the show.
Yeah, you know, we want to interview you, so hit me up.
I'll make sure he doesn't do anything. Don't worry. Down the gun.
Yeah, we want to interview you with a tire.
No, Joe, put it down. Not today.
What was it? A tire?
Tire iron.
Tire iron, yeah. We want to interview you with a tire iron. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
No, I welcome the playful rivalry that we have going on. And I wonder if it is a she.
They.
If they actually feel the same way about me.
Okay. It would be nice. Reach out.
Damn you again, Joey.
And one last thing.
Camping out with those golden raspberries.
All right.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yeah, me too.
Hell yeah.
Podcast over.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, wait, we need to do that thing where we say the name of website address and everyone ignores it. Oh. And say our email address and everyone ignores that too.
Level5radio.com.
It is, actually. Oh. And can you guess what our email address is?
Level5radio@gmail.com.
Nope.
Oh, I was wrong.
Mail@level5radio.com. We ain't no Gmail house over here.
Pants, Joe.
You know we can't curse on the show?
You can bleep me out.
No, but let's just not make me have to bleep you out constantly.
Just bleep everything I say. It'll be funnier that way.
It's like
everything.
Hey, everybody, this is Joey, and boom!
Adele.
I'm about to fire that sensor.
Oh, no.
All right, podcast over.